Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. He's given His life for you so that you could come unto Him and have right relationship with Him and have life and live the life more abundantly that He purchased for you at the cross. And so welcome to the broadcast. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, don't think it's an accident, because it's not. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes, and He's pursuing them, those plans, with you this day. This is the first, this is June 8th of 2025, when this particular message goes out over the radio. And it's posted up on the website before that time, and you may hear it then, but this broadcast over the radio is for Pentecost Sunday. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a mighty rushing wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And everybody in town heard something, and they knew that something was up and something was going on, and they turned on to Him. So, but before I get to going to that message, let's get the particulars here out of the way. Touched by Him Ministries, tbhm.org, or touchedbyhim.org. Either one of those names you can type into your browser, and it will then take you to our website. On the homepage at the bottom, you can find out all of our contact information. Our mailing address, which is Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Again, that's Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81502. Our phone number, you can contact us by phone, 970-314-4077. If you get voicemail, the reason why you're calling. If you have a question, ask your question. If you have a prayer request, leave your prayer request. The name of the ministry is Touched by Him Ministries, named after the woman with the issue of blood who said, "If I may but touch the hem of His garment, I shall be made whole." And when her opportunity came, she acted upon the words that she said. So if you're, whatever it is you're believing God for, leave your prayer request, and we'll start praying with you. We'll come into agreement with you in that prayer even before we talk. And the fervent, effectual prayer of righteous men, both speaking of both male and female here, the race of man who know how to pray, avails much. And where two or more ask anything of the Father in the name of Jesus, He will do it for us in the name of Jesus. So God will move upon your behalf, and He's no respecter of persons. If He did anything for anybody, He'll do it for you as well. Don't be talked out of asking God for prayer and receiving whatever it is that you need in that prayer coming to pass in your life. God's for you, people. And when the God of all creation is for you, who or what can be against you? And you know, He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His desire remains the same, which is that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. The price that was paid for you at the cross on Calvary was done specifically so that you can spend eternity with Him a life full of joy, full of gladness. And he just wants you to be there with him so he can just show you all that he's done for you on your behalf and for your sake. Also, you can email us, praywithme@tbhm.org. That's our contact email address, praywithme@tbhm.org. Email us, send in your prayer requests. God is on the move. Believe on him for your health and your healing. Attend to his word. Put it first place. Put Jesus first place in your life. Jesus is the Word of God, and when you put the Word first place, you're putting him first place. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer. The hope of glory is inside of you, believer. Know that. So send your prayer requests in here. We print them out. We lay hands on them. We lay hands on them like we would do if we laid hands on you if you were personally in front of us. He told us, lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. We take those emails. We print them out, we lay hands on them, and you shall recover. Doesn't matter what it is that you're up against, doesn't matter what natural medicine says. You know, you don't have any trouble, people. All you need is faith in God, and you're going to go forward with that victory like you never knew you could before. Blessed be his holy name. So also at the website, that's touchedbyhim.org, that's tbhm.org, that's the homepage. We also have another page there called the media page. Our broadcasts over the airwaves only last, we only rent 30 minutes of airtime, so we break into them, and you can then, and then we have to end that time because we've only rented 30 minutes, but you can always go to our website, tbhm.org, touchedbyhim.org, either one of those pages, and you'll come into our website and click on the media page, and you'll be able to hear the radio week of 6/8/2025, and there'll be several other broadcasts there going on before that, prior to that, where you can listen to the broadcast. You know, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I encourage you to listen to these broadcasts 2, 3, 4 times in a week so that you can feed your spirit, man, you know, and eventually as that container inside of you gets filled up with God's Word, out of the abundance of your spiritual heart, your mouth will speak, and then those words will come out your mouth. You can speak them into your situation, into your circumstance, and live victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. I'll tell you, when I've been living, walking by faith and not by sight for 40 plus years now, and you know, it's just amazing what God has done in that time, with me, through me, taught me, done for me, and has manifest his kingdom like never before. And we're coming into that time where the prayer is being manifest throughout the entire earth right now, where it says, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it's now happening everywhere, all over the earth, as he pours out his spirit everywhere, and will continue this outpouring going forward. So Pentecost is coming to its fullness, and we're in that time of Pentecost. What a time to be alive for all you believers. And always remember that if you want to hear the rest of the message, just go to the website to hear it in its entirety. Go there, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. You can stream it over the over your vehicle's streaming apparatus that you've got set up in your car, through your smartphone, smart device of whatever type it is. At home, you can listen to it, or at work, you can listen to it on the internet. So go to our website, click on the media page, and re-listen to the June 8th broadcast for your own listening and teaching and improvement and going forth as a citizen of the kingdom of God. So this particular feast that we're celebrating is the fourth of seven feasts, which these feasts of God are blueprints for the future. And they're not Jewish feasts. They are called Feasts of the Lord. These feasts are for all generations. The message of these seven feasts is something you must know. Today I'm going to focus on the Feast of Pentecost. But just so you know, the word feast in Hebrew is the word moed, and it means a set time or an appointed time. Another Hebrew word that goes with the feast is the word mikra, which means rehearsal or recital. And when you put these two words together, it simply means that God is revealing to us through these seven feasts a rehearsal of the future at a set time. And, you know, we've already seen the fulfillment of prophecy over the first three feasts of this year, which is the prophecy of Passover, where men are saved by the precious blood that Jesus shed at the cross of Calvary. And when he said, "It is finished," this rehearsal became complete. And then there was the prophecy of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. And leavened bread represents sin, and God wants us to get the sin out of your life, and he did that by the shedding of blood of Jesus, the innocent shedding of blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, washes us white as snow the moment we receive him as our Lord and Savior. The third feast in the first week of the religious new year on the Hebrew calendar, the third feast is the prophecy of first fruits. Jesus again was died and buried and rose again on the third day. The third day was the feast of first fruits, and God fulfilled that prophecy then. So every one of the feasts is also an exact rehearsal of something God wants to happen in each and every person's life, and not only just over through everybody in the world. In Leviticus 23, verse 15 and 16, it reads, "And ye shall count unto you from the morrow, after the Sabbath, from the day that ye brought the sheaf of the wave offering, which is the Feast of First Fruits, seven Sabbaths shall be complete. And even unto the morrow, after the seventh Sabbath," which is 49 days, 7 times 7 is 49. "So on the 50th day shall ye number 50 days, and ye shall offer a new meat offering unto the Lord." And this this people is the Feast of Pentecost, which on this June 8th of 2025 we are now celebrating. So go back into Israel in the book of Exodus, and God redeemed them, the original Hebrews coming out of Egypt, by blood, and delivered them from the death angel. They had to make haste. There was no time to question. It was time to act on God's word. He had crushed the 10 gods of Egypt to demonstrate his supremacy as the God of all gods. Then he took them out of Egypt, which is a type of sin, leaven. Then he took them through the Red Sea, a type of water baptism. Then 50 days later, they ended up at the foot of Mount Sinai to receive the written word of God called the Torah. They received the Ten Commandments being brought forth over in the courts of our nation, or being fought over right now in the courts of our nation, on an ongoing basis. And they received the instructions for building the tabernacle. God told Moses exactly how to make that tabernacle. God gave them the requirements of the sacrifices for the forgiveness of sin. He also gave them the festivals and the civil law, which was to govern Israel for all their thousands of years. And God has gathered Israel around the edges of the mountain at that time, and there were at least 2 million people, and they don't touch the mountain because God is on the mountain, and anyone who touches the mountain shall die. The ground was shaking beneath their feet, and the sky was as black can get. Bolts of lightning pierced the darkness across the mountain, and its range, blazing fire appearing at the top of the mountain, was evident. And that's where God and Moses were talking face to face. Celestial shofars were blaring louder and louder until the very earth quaked and shook. Then God spoke, and everyone could hear it. "I am the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery." God spoke to the Jewish people. And this is the first day of Pentecost recorded in Scripture. It was an elaborate rehearsal for the day of Pentecost that was to happen, as recorded in the book of Acts in the second chapter. So the book of Acts records that when the day of Pentecost had fully come — what does fully come mean? That exactly on the 50th day following the feast, prophecy of first fruits, this prophecy was fulfilled. The first Pentecost was a revelation of God to the Jewish people. The Pentecost of Acts, chapter 2, was a revelation of God to the new church of Jesus Christ, the Anointed One, and his anointing. Both happened on the exact day, 4,000 years apart. When you read the Bible, you develop an appreciation for the exactness of God. God is a God of plans, purposes, and pursuits, and he does things like the fulfillment of prophecy down to the exact second in his timing. And it's the same thing with you. And while you first-time listeners to this broadcast are listening to this broadcast, God has plans, he has purposes, and he's pursuing his plan and his purpose with you this very day and why he has you tuned in. So pay attention. Creation is an exact demonstration, time-wise, down to the exact day of the majesty and power of God. Simpletons can look at the marvels of nature and conclude that there is a design, that there is a master plan, and can conclude there from that that there is a thought. If there is a design, there has to be a designer. Who? If there is a master plan, there has to be a planner. Who? If there is a thought to all of this, there has to be a thinker. Who? Science tried to use the Big Bang theory, but what caused the Big Bang? Who caused it? It was not a process of evolution. The only explanation that perfectly describes how we get here, or how we got here, meaning everything and everyone, is simply put, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He's an awesome God, and he's worthy of all praise. You know, on the first day of Pentecost at Sinai, God did not force the people to obey. It would have violated their free will, which he gave them. He gave them the opportunity to choose his will. He will let you stew from the consequences of your own decisions because he will not force you, his will, upon you. However, he will always provide a way back to him if you so choose. So in Exodus 20, verse 21, out of the King James Version, and the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Bible says God dwells in the thick darkness. Unfortunately for many of us, it took a very dark hour in the times of our lives to start searching ourselves for the truth of our own lives. And in that darkness, we found God. I always say praise God for dark times and desperate measures and desperate lives. If that's what it takes for you to turn back to God, then that's what it took, and I'm grateful for it. I know in my own life it was that way. So thank God for desperate times in our lives, and it was a desperate time, a dark time in my own life that led me to God. We're totally astounded. I found him, you know, and he truly revealed himself to me in my own hour of darkness, and he showed himself strong for me in that darkness, and he lit up my path, and he led me out into his glory. You know, that's God and his goodness. Jonah disobeyed God. God told him, you know, when Jonah disobeyed God, he didn't pop a Tums and grab a tight hold on everything around him for an emotional ride on a roller coaster that was taken off, wringing his hands in worry for him. God told Jonah to go to Nineveh and hold a revival. Jonah hopped a boat and took off in the other direction. God sent a big wind and stirred things up on the water, and a bunch of ungodly sailors were smart enough and threw God's man overboard. And one of God's great fishes came along who knew better than to disobey God and swallowed Jonah whole. And Jonah was in a stinking dark place. Suddenly, God spoke to Jonah again. And just as suddenly, Jonah has a change of heart and a strong desire to do his will. And the fish coughed up Jonah, and Jonah went ashore, and they had revival in Nineveh. You know, it's a sad commentary for man that for many of us, it takes a dark place before the stupidity of our choices fully be realized. But thank God for darkness, because God dwells there with us, and he's there with you in it. The Feast of Pentecost at Sinai was a rehearsal for what was to happen 4,000 years later in the upper room in Jerusalem. Look at the comparisons. 50 days after the Red Sea, there was forked tongues of fire, thunder and lightning, tablets written in stone by God's hand, Sinai. The commandments were written by the hand of God. 3,000 were slain for worshiping the golden calf. 50 days after Jesus arose from the dead, cloven tongues of fire, a loud noise, a mighty rushing wind, God's words written in stone upon the hearts of man. The commandments were written by the Spirit of God. And after the experience, Peter preached and 3,000 were saved. Both of the feasts happened on a mountain. The first mountain was Sinai. The second mountain was the Temple Mount. God said, if people will not praise, even the rocks would cry out. Sinai was a rock where the word of God was given to his people. Calvary was a rock where the yoke of sin was destroyed and he broke the back of Satan and liberated us from the power of sin. The tomb was a rock that was rolled away where he said that you have eternal life. Mount Zion was a tomb where the rock of the Holy Spirit fell upon the believers, given to all believers to empower them to victory. Archaeology is uncovering discovery after discovery to validate God's written word because much of the church, his body, has grown silent. The Feast of Pentecost was a marriage between God and Israel. Israel was the bride. The Feast of Pentecost in the book of Acts was the birth of the church and the marriage of God to his church in the upper room. Betrothal is a written contract, a ketubah. It was legally binding, and the only way out was the graveyard, which is consummation. You have so betrothal, and then you have consummation. And he will do all these things for us. The Bible is the ketubah. Israel had become on at Sinai where they camped before the Lord. In the upper room, all in one place in one accord, they had become one. So today we are one and we need to come back together as one. Blessed be his holy name now and forevermore. Today we are hardly that. Secular humanists are preaching from the pulpit, doctrines of whatever pops into their head. People are moving in love and their denomination when they are with Jesus Christ, are more so in love with their denomination than they are with Jesus Christ. We're divided by racism, you know. There's all many different kinds of ways that we're divided in the church. We're divided by materialism, those who have and those who have not. God loves all. Bring the church in America together again through the love of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ prayed this, that the world may know us, or know you have sent me. He prayed that that word may you know that he prayed. So the world may know you have sent me. Pentecost is the revelation of God concerning the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Jewish scholars state that the sound of that at that Pentecost was split into 70 voices, and everyone in the world could hear the voice of God speaking to them. At the upper room, there was 120, 10 people times 12 tribes went into the street and spoke in languages all could understand, so that the world could hear the gospel, so that every believer could in turn or enter into a marriage contract with the Lamb of God, so that the ketubah could become the written contract for your relationship with him, so that the church could receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and that the Holy Spirit could literally come and live in you. Greater is he than he that is in the world. This is the day of Pentecost that has fully come, you know, and God is doing a thing right now between the Feast of First Fruits fulfillment on Resurrection Sunday, between the whole Passover week celebration and this year's Pentecost, June 8th, 2025. God's been doing a whole new thing. The whole earth is being shaken right now like never before. The Prince of Peace is at it, doing his thing in a whole new way, using people in a whole new way that haven't been used in this method in a very long time. So get ready. You know, it says in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And that peace movement for a short term right now is being used and being spread throughout the entire world, because we're living in this time where God is pouring out his Spirit on all flesh. And it's not going to stop people from this point going forward until the whole earth is filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And, you know, we're living in a very, very special time, place in time, a time when The children of Zion are to rejoice in the Lord our God, for he has given us the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. You know, that represents physical rain, but it also represents a supernatural rain. The former rain for the church began on the day of Pentecost, celebrated this June 8th, 2025. And the latter rain of that same outpouring of the Holy Spirit, day of Pentecost, began at the Azusa Street Revival in the city of Los Angeles in the early 1900s. And now we're in that time of the former and latter rain combined in the first month. This is all underway. We can see it by all the world coming together and all talking peace. One of the evidences of going to be of this is when the peace accord between Ukraine and Russia is announced here. You'll know that God's been involved in this thing. He's using men throughout the world, including our very own President Trump, to go before us and make this case for him. But he's becoming he's becoming who Jesus really is, of which one of those names is the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government, we're not speaking of the government of the United States here, we're speaking of the government of the kingdom of God. Of the increase of his government, there will be no end. And he's going to continue to expand from this time forward and even forever, and the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. He's ordering it. He's establishing it with judgment and justice. Judgment is falling everywhere throughout the United States right now, and it's falling everywhere throughout the entire world right now. That's God doing his part and his promise. He is a Lord of justice. He loves a just balance. He hates dishonesty. He hates thievery, and he's exposing it all. Everything's being brought out in the light that was in the darkness, and literal empires are collapsing right now because a whole new order is being put in place. Not in the concept of a new world order, but in the concept of the kingdom of God manifesting everywhere on earth right now as it is in heaven, because that it's time for that prayer that we've prayed for over 2,000 years now out of the New Testament is manifesting. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So blessed be his holy name. Know what you stand here before a one true and good God who has nothing but the best plan for you. You know, I pray that you'll turn toward him. For those of you who haven't given him the opportunity he so desperately wants in your life, that you will turn unto him. On our website at tbhm.org, you can click on that, and one of the pages there is the prayer of salvation. Say the prayer. You know, get started with your new life, with your new beginning in Christ Jesus. You know, and you know, everybody knows when they're outside of God's will, because there's a space inside of you that can only be driven by his presence. And as long as you've never filled that space with anything, you're going to keep looking for him. And the only thing that can fill it and keep it is the presence of the one true and living God. And you know, and when you believe in your heart and confess Jesus as Lord with your mouth, and you're sincere about it, and you promise to turn away from your sin, everything that you know is at least sin in your life right now, just turn away from it. Go in the opposite direction. That's what repentance is. You just don't do it anymore. Go in the opposite direction. And in that process, he will forgive you. He knows when you're sincere, because if God is who he says he is, he knows you, and he knows that you're being sincere, and he'll come into your life just like on the day of Pentecost, like a mighty rushing wind, and then immediately afterward you're translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son, and you're into the beginning of a new life of victory with him, a new life in Christ Jesus. And you know, his desire, as I said earlier in the program, remains the same, that none should perish and all should come to the saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ. So hopefully this day, this Pentecost weekend, will open up your eyes, understand, give you more insight into what's truly going on in this world right here and right now. We are in a very now time as far as God's doing and his dealings with man here on earth, and the fact and the truth that the earth and all that is in it is his, and of the increase of his government there shall be no end. And that expansion has continued on and is underway now at a greater pace than any generation before our time has seen. So enjoy this special feast celebration day, the Feast of Pentecost. Praise God for the Holy Spirit, who's come to lead us and guide us into all truth, who does it every day and allows us to walk in the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in chapter verse 10, it says, "Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts." So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, "Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over." And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, "Behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt." We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would, as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be